One rainy day in elementary school, we played definitions. Mrs. Riley chalkboarded a word, and we would quickly write its meaning at our desks. She gave us words like cement and happy and experiment. Simple words, simple concepts, easy A, right? Recently, I was thinking it would have been mean of Mrs. Riley to have listed the word love, because it has a million definitions. But after marriage, motherhood, and mayhem, I am closer to the eye of the formless vortex where love lives. I do know that love is blind, and it can be false. It can be true. It creates loss and undoes loss. It sells aftershave, mirrors, strapless dresses. It's the source of country western songs and the ending of Cinderella, Snow White, and Rapunzel. But none of these descriptions say what it is, what it is made of, like an atom or a chocolate-covered cherry. What's in the center of it? I've decided, like the chaos theory, love has no center, just motion. Love is made of motion, like the feeling of spinning in a twirly skirt or seeing a mysterious gift from eBay on your front porch. It's the Beverly Sills money note in Donizetti's A Tardi Troppo. It's the devastation that comes from divorce because without it, there's nothing to lose. It's the thing that runs us and that we run. I've learned that it's better, truer, to unpack the word like this. I love my children. They are the source of my beating heart and everything real. Or, God, I love this hike. I'd like to lay down right here on this moist, foresty path and smell every molecule of this earth. Or, I love to dance. It's like having a tea party with Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma all at once. Love has something to do with all of this, but even though Mrs. Riley was vigilant with her lessons, I still can't define it perfectly. It looks like I will have to leave that up to you. With a perspective, I am Jolie Cannett.